The problem with this view, though, is that the closer psychologists look at the careers of the gifted, the smaller the role innate talent seems to play, and the bigger the role preparation seems to play. Exhibit A in this argument is a study done in the early 1990s by the psychologist K. Anders Ericsson and two colleagues at Berlin's Elite Academy of Music. With the help of the Academy's professors, they divided the school's violinists into three groups. In the first group were the stars, the students with the potential to become world-class soloists. In the second were those judged to be merely good. In the third were students who were unlikely to ever play professionally and who intended to be music teachers in the public school system. All of the violinists were then asked the same question. Over the course of your entire career, ever since you first picked up the violin, how many hours have you practiced? Everyone from all three groups started playing at roughly the same time, around the age of 5. In those first few years, everyone practiced roughly the same amount, about 2 or 3 hours a week. But around the age of 8, real differences started to emerge. The students who would end up as the best in their class began to practice more than everyone else, 6 hours a week by age 9, 8 hours a week by age 12, 16 hours a week by age 14, and up until by the age of 20, they were practicing, that is, purposefully and single-mindedly playing their instruments with the intent to get better, well over 30 hours a week. In fact, by the age of 20, the elite performers had totaled 10,000 hours of practice over the course of their lives. By contrast, the merely good students had totaled 8,000 hours, and the future music teachers had totaled just over 4,000 hours.